With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Another round of dangerous fire weather is in the forecast today for Southern California, prompting authorities to post an advisory.
The warning is for a particularly dangerous situation. In Altadena, Lydia Sawyer returned to find her home gone.
I'm just heartbroken. This was my grandchildren's home. Everybody's home, basically. Big family. A lot of memories.
Thomas Martin with Calvary Disaster Relief is in L.A. He's seen damage elsewhere from tornadoes and hurricanes.
This is different. This is total devastation. There's nothing much we can do other than pray for the folks.
Some homes are without power to prevent lines from sparking new fires. I'm Ed Donahue.
President-elect Trump's pick for Attorney General Pam Bondi is among Mr. Trump's cabinet nominees slated for Senate confirmation hearings today. Also at SRNnews.com, has Cuba changed its terroristic ways? Apparently President Biden thinks so. He's lifting the communist island's designation as a state sponsor of terrorism.
The move by the outgoing administration to ease sanctions is part of a deal facilitated by the Catholic Church to free political prisoners on the island. According to senior officials, many dozens of political prisoners and others considered by the United States to be unjustly detained would be released at noon next Monday, Inauguration Day. Back in 2017, then-President Trump toughened the U.S. posture toward Cuba, and Joe Biden's decision could be reversed as early as next week, with Donald Trump back in the White House. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A Republican-sponsored bill banning transgender athletes from participating in girls' sports has passed the House. Speaker Mike Johnson says it comports with what is right and what is common sense. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 89 points higher, NASDAQ futures up 47. This is SRN News. An analysis of the new Congress brings some bad news.
The number of Catholics in the legislature is near an all-time high, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they will help the pro-life effort while in office. In fact, the National Right to Life Congressional Scorecard indicates that while 54 Catholic members of the House are pro-life, another 70 are pro-abortion. In the Senate, there are 14 pro-abortion Catholics to just 8 pro-life ones. This despite the fact that being pro-life is a key requirement of the Catholic Church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
West Virginia has a new governor. Republican Patrick Morrisey was sworn in on Monday, vowing to keep the state conservative. He has been as strident as state attorney general since 2013, where he made a strident defense of pro-life laws, school voucher programs, and efforts to keep boys out of girls' bathrooms and locker rooms in the public schools. Morrisey says he plans to eliminate all vestiges of the liberal diversity, equity, inclusion program that has spread to state governments. This is SRN News. Hamas has reportedly accepted a draft agreement for a Gaza ceasefire and the release of dozens of hostages and a number of Palestinian prisoners. The Media Line's Michael Friedson.
466 days into the war between Israel and Hamas, observers from the U.S. to the Middle East are expecting imminent word of a ceasefire. Not yet known are the details, including the proposed reparation of some 100 Israeli and American hostages the terrorist organization holds. The release of perhaps 1,000 Palestinians detained by Israel, some for years and many guilty of heinous acts against civilians, is expected to be key to any agreement. Anticipation was spurred on by President Biden's comment on Monday that a deal was almost in place, and by President Trump's admonition that all hell will break loose if there's no deal by Inauguration Day. I'm Michael Friedson, SRN News.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.